Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone. This is just a quick message. It's not a full episode of the podcast. Just a quick message about donations. And I just wanted to say a few words here about donations. And essentially, it's this. So this is it in a nutshell. If you're thinking of sending me a donation this Christmas for the podcast, you could perhaps instead consider sending your donation to a charity in order to help people who are really in need of our assistance and our help at this moment. So rather than sending a contribution to me for the podcast, I'm just suggesting that you might want to send it to other people to help other people by using a reputable charity. For example, Médecins Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders. So you could use Doctors Without Borders, for example. And it's really easy to send a donation to them by going to msf.org. msf.org. That's Médecins Sans Frontières. In English, Doctors Without Borders. All right, that's a summary of what this message is going to be about. So let me now just sort of give you the full version. In a recent episode, I think it was the one with Amber about Christmas, at the end, I mentioned that you might want to donate to Luke's English Podcast as a way of wishing me a Merry Christmas and saying thanks for my work, all right? So I think I probably said that. I've already received a few donations, so thank you very much if you're one of the people who sent me something. It's really kind of you to support my work on this podcast, and I do appreciate your contributions very much. It's lovely of you. But today, I was just thinking about this, and I would like to just say again that instead of sending a donation to me for the podcast this Christmas, that instead you might consider donating some money to charity, all right? Because there are loads of people out there who right now are having a really bad time, frankly, and through no fault of their own, these people are suffering really badly, either because they're living in a place with just no system of care, they've got like no healthcare system, or the government just doesn't care about them for one reason or another, or they're just stuck in the middle of a political or military conflict, or they're in an environmental situation that they have no control over. So there are many people all over the world in impossible situations right now, and in the vast majority of cases, it's not even their fault. It's nothing to do with them, really. It's governments or corrupt politicians or the effects of climate change or war. And these people are just trying to live their lives, but forces outside their control mean that they can't. Not even in the most basic way. They're basically being stripped of the essentials. And I'm thinking about, for example, I'm thinking about the people of Aleppo in Syria at this moment, for example. And if you've, you know, been watching the news, then you must have seen the reports. I know that we all get slightly different versions of the news around the world. But anyway, you can't have missed the reports about the thousands and thousands of civilians who are caught up in this extremely messed up international conflict that's going on in Syria at the moment. It's obviously not just people in Syria. There are people all over the world in difficult situations. But the one that springs to mind at the moment, at this moment, is, for example, Aleppo in Syria. And, you know, thousands of civilians are being evacuated from their homes because of a conflict in which so many different factions, so many different groups are involved in this conflict. The governments of many of our countries, together with extremist groups like ISIS, for example, they're all involved in this extremely complicated situation. It's a horrendous conflict, and there are just ordinary people stuck in the middle of it. And you must have seen the pictures. Whole cities of people just smashed to the ground. And what for? I don't really even know what for. It's all very shadowy and strange and weird and complicated. But basically, there are ordinary people who are the victims of an ideological and economic proxy war, which we don't even really understand. And the fact is, I'm not talking about right and wrong on who's the bad guy, who's not the bad guy. I'm not talking about that. Just simply the effect on the ground of the individuals who are trying to live their lives while all this stuff is going on. The fact is that these people need our help, quite frankly. And, you know, why not give it to them now at Christmas, you know? So I would like to say again, don't send me any contributions because I'm all right this Christmas. I'll be with my family having a good time, probably. Maybe having an argument, because that happens at Christmas, as we know. I might be having an argument with them about the rules of Monopoly or something like that. Or I might be feeling a bit sick because I've eaten too much or I've drunk too much. But basically, I'll be doing more than all right this Christmas, all things considered. And since I've got some people who listen to this podcast, you know, I've got an audience, I thought that I might just suggest that you send money to a charity that will use your contribution to give medical care and support to people who've basically been forgotten or ignored. Because, you know, your health is the most important thing, right? That's what people always say. You know, as long as you've got your health, you're all right. And obviously, we're all striving for more than that. We all want success. We want to achieve things in our work and in our relationships and in our language learning. But ultimately, your health is the basis for any type of quality of life, isn't it? But some people can't even be sure of that. They can't even be sure about just the most basic of human needs. So I think you get it, right? I think you get what I'm saying. I'm not trying to guilt trip you or anything. Honestly, I'm not. I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you. Because, you know, it applies to me too. And I'm going to send some money to Médecins Sans Frontières. Haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it as soon as I finish this. And I just want you to consider making a contribution to a charity for Christmas. Obviously, you don't have to. You might have reasons for not doing it, which is fine. It's just a suggestion. All right. Now, it is a little bit tricky donating to charity. You might be at this point thinking, all right, Luke, yeah, all right, fair enough. You've made your point. I'll do it. Where do I click? You might be thinking that. But you also might be thinking, all right, I'd like to do it, Luke, but it's complicated, isn't it? It's actually pretty complicated giving money to charity, because essentially by giving money to an organization, you are saying to that organization, here you are, here's my money. Now, I completely trust you to actually use that money for good things, and that you won't just spend it yourself on cake or something. You're not just going to go out and buy yourself some cake with that money, or give it to corrupt leaders for whatever reason. You're basically trusting that charity to spend the money properly and in the most effective way possible. So there's a big sort of trust issue going on whenever you give money to charity. And you've got to make sure that you're giving it to the right charity. And it seems that before you make a donation, you need to be sure that it's a reputable charity with good ratings, like a good sort of ratings, essentially, in different areas. And here are some areas that, you know, we need to consider when we give money to charity. So we need to consider, for example, that the charity's overall mission, meaning what their objectives are, and to what extent they actually accomplish that mission. So, you know, by looking at their website or whatever, you need to see whether they publish reports or details about specific mission objectives, and reports about whether they've accomplished those mission objectives, you know, in the past, and whether they continue to accomplish them. We need to look at their goals and how they measure their own performance and evaluate their achievements. We need to check also the charity's financial records, including details of exactly how the money is spent. We need to check guarantees that the charity is a neutral one, that it's impartial and independent, and that it's not affiliated with governments or other organizations that might take a cut of the money. We need to be sure about where and how exactly they use the money, and to what extent they, you know, are a bit dodgy, to what extent they use emotional blackmail in their campaigns, or to what extent they prey on weaker people to give donations. both of which I think are signs of disreputable organisations. So it can be difficult to evaluate the right charity. Now, there are services that allow you to check the trustworthiness and effectiveness of charities, like, for example, charitynavigator.org, which kind of cross-references ratings on all of those things that I've just talked about and then gives like a star rating for each charity. So that's a way that you can check the kind of trustworthiness of different and effectiveness of different charities. So it's a bit complicated. So I've looked into it and I've bearing all those things in mind, I am recommending that you donate to Doctors Without Borders, also known as Médecins Sans Frontières in French, or MSF. MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières. Because they, you know, they seem to be good. They've got good ratings for various different aspects of, you know, what you would expect from a charity. Here's just a little bit of information on the from the website for MSF. And this is how they describe themselves. And there's lots of information on their website that you can check out at msf.org. And they say, Médecins Sans Frontières is an international independent medical humanitarian organization that delivers emergency aid to people affected by armed conflict, epidemics, natural disasters, and exclusion from healthcare. MSF offers assistance to people based on need, irrespective of race, religion, gender, or political affiliation. Our actions are guided by medical ethics and by the principles of neutrality and impartiality. So Médecins Sans Frontières, it's difficult to say that in French, Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, are performing a vital role in giving basic medical care to people who have been forgotten or ignored by people in power. Much of their work is done in Africa, in Asia, and also in the Middle East, providing care for Syrian refugees, for example. Here are a few more words from their website about their politically neutral position. They say, MSF's work is based on humanitarian principles. We're committed to bringing quality medical care to people caught in crisis, regardless of their race, religion, or political affiliation. MSF operates independently. We conduct our own evaluations on the ground to determine people's needs. More than 90% of our overall funding comes from millions of private sources, not from governments. MSF is neutral. We don't take sides in armed conflicts. We provide care on the basis of need, and we push for independent access to victims of conflict as required under international humanitarian law. MSF is one of the most widely known international charities. And it's involved in many Middle Eastern conflicts, including the Syrian civil war. And they've been crucial in their medical aid to Syrian refugees, especially in the neighbouring nations of Lebanon, Iraq and Jordan. And their, frankly, stellar work has landed them very high rankings on Charity Navigator. So they seem to be a charity who will do their best to spend as much of our donations as possible on actually helping people. So, please do consider sending something to them over the Christmas period. Obviously, it's up to you. The main thing, I guess, is that, you know, if you were going to send something to me, don't. Just send it to them instead. It's really simple to do. Just go to msf.org and click donate. That's it. msf.org and click donate. You can choose how much you give, but I'm sure that even if you, you know, if you just give a little bit, that's still good, because I'm sure that every penny counts. You know, it could make a massive difference to someone's life. It could allow someone, at least even just one person. I mean, your money will actually make a huge difference, I'm sure, even if it just allows some people some sense of relief or comfort or care at this time of year and into the future. All right. So that's all I wanted to say. I hope that you don't mind me kind of suggesting that. But you know, I thought since I've got an audience, I might as well at least make the suggestion. Okay, all right, that's it then. So that's all I wanted to say. I hope that you are having a nice time of year, By the way, yesterday I recorded a couple of episodes of this podcast that I'm going to publish probably on Boxing Day. So there'll be a couple of episodes on their way to you in a few days' time. And they'll be like normal episodes in which we do normal Luke's English podcast type stuff. All right, now what I'm going to do now is, you hear that? These are Christmas presents. I've got a bunch of Christmas presents here and I'm now going to start wrapping them up because it's, you know, it's time to wrap up the gifts. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Thanks very much for listening to this message. I'll speak to you on the podcast soon. But for now, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.